A predominantly black church in Louisiana wants to integrate the congregation, so it is offering to pay white people who attend the Greenwood Acres Full Gospel Baptist Church in Shreveport. Instead of giving money at church, they receive it. Bishop Fred Caldwell started the program and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir. Why did you make this offer?
I made it because the kingdom of God does not represent in the local church around here on Sunday morning, does not look like it needs to look.
And how much are you paying white people to show up?
I'm paying white people $5 an hour. It's a gift. It's not wages. And $5 an hour on Sunday and $10 an hour on Thursday midweek church.
$5 an hour?
Right.
The longer the sermon, the more people get paid.
Exactly. More money.
Well, now, yesterday was the first day that white people could be paid to listen to your sermon. What did the church look like yesterday, and how did that compare to Sundays before?
The church looked like a cacophony of believers, looking almost like the kingdom of God should look, but not quite. We have had white members now. I've been at Greenwood Acres for 21 years, and we've had white members through the years, still have a few right now. Quite a few showed up on yesterday. We saw about 2,000 people in all three services on yesterday, and approximately 50 white people showed up. And out of the 50 that showed up, four of them received the money. The rest of them just came for the fellowship, because inside of their hearts and what they said was that they sense a need to be among blacks, as blacks sense a need to be among them. And this is just a great start. We had some American Indians in the service on yesterday. We had some to come as far away as Jackson, Mississippi, and Dallas, Texas, Texarkana, Texas. So there's a buzz in there. There's a sense of excitement in the air. And, of course, we have our critics, but you're going to have those. But overall, I believe that we're off to a great start.
You're telling me that even though only a few people actually took the money, that people came from all over just because of the publicity here?
Just because of the publicity. The Lord put this on my heart last Sunday night before last. And since that time, it has gone literally around the world, and we are really excited about it. The premise on which this is based is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, where the Lord Jesus talked about a householder that went out into the marketplace to hire laborers for his vineyard, and he went out several times during the course of the day, and then there were some persons there that were standing idle, and the question was raised, why are you standing idle? And they said, because no man has hired us. So he hired them, and at the end of the day, he paid them. And that's exactly what I'm doing. That's what the Lord instructed me to do. And it's not the church's funds. These monies are coming out of my own pocket.
Bishop Caldwell, just got a couple of seconds left here, but can you tell me how much the service was worth yesterday, which is another way of asking how long it was, I guess?
The service basically lasts approximately 2.5 hours in length from the time it gets started. And money can't buy what the people received on yesterday, the Word of God.
But those who took it got about $12.50, I guess.
I think I paid out overall right about $60.
Okay. Bishop Fred Caldwell of the Greenwood Acres Gospel Church in Shreveport, Louisiana. Bishop, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
And thank you, Steve.